one time coming in, it was your second longest streak without a goal in your career. How big was that for you?
It was huge. I think I think the last three games as a Lion, I think we got a lot of chances and opportunities, but things didn't really go in. And sometimes you get a lucky goal like tonight, goes off your shin pad and it goes in, and it kind of gets your confidence up. And but I think as a Lion, I think we played very well.
How much does a story like Rob Zepps resonate with the rest of the guys in the room?
What do you mean?
Like, how much do guys, pay attention to that? You obviously wanted to play for him tonight, but, he's a guy that's had a tough road getting here.
Yeah, definitely. I think he, we're pretty much the same age, and it was his first game. I mean, he definitely battled through, his whole career, bringing his family to Europe, and just kept plugging away, and, getting his chance tonight. So it's great to get a win. Win like that for him, and you could tell after the game how happy he was, and he deserved it.
Was he on your guys' minds when you were trying to stage that comeback?
Well, I think before the game, I think once the game starts, you just you think about the game. But I mean, before the game, you're like, well, let's try to have a good one for him here, and make sure we come out the way we want to come out, to help him out. And here in Winnipeg, they first pairs, they come out pretty good every time. So, it was a well thought game, and Zepper made some huge saves for us, and kept us in the game.
Do you think the game plan was to get him? Sorry.
For you personally, if you're gonna have a goal drought, it must be nicer to break it this time.
It's always nice just to get one for the confidence, and it just seems like the next shift after that, you go out there and you kind of. You feel better, you see your vision's kind of better, and I think, like I said, I think the last three games, I think with Belly and either Reno or Vandy, we played very well as a line. We just didn't we didn't get a goal, but tonight came through for us.
Did you think the Jets game plan would try to wear G down? It seemed like they were hitting him at every chance, especially Buffalo. Took a beating out there.
Yeah, definitely. I think every team tries that. They hit G and Jake and those guys. I mean, they're great players, and they're playing unbelievable right now. So I'm sure every coach says the same speech in the locker room before the game to try to be physical on them. And they keep going, they keep coming, and that's what makes them so good. I mean, the character that they have.
Sometimes when you look back in hindsight at the end of the season, there will be a certain couple games that turn a season around or really solidify a team's resolve. Does it feel like that's what you guys have won with these last couple games?
Let's hope so. I mean, but you can't really. I said that in an interview before. I mean, you gotta move on. I mean, be happy with what we did the last two games, and coming in Winnipeg, coming in Toronto, and winning, it's huge for us. But you got to move on and think about our next game, and go game by game. But it's like I said, it's all confidence of getting wins, and especially coming back tonight from 3-1, getting a win, it's good for the confidence.
Appreciate your time. Stay
Thank
games.
You.